This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 21st. God's word for you today is endorsed. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 15, and it says, "So, I recommend having fun, because there is nothing better for people in this world than to eat, drink, and enjoy life." Years ago, I was preaching about Jesus, and I was laughing because I was really joyful. At the end of teaching, an older man walked up to me looking very pious and straight, and he said, "Young man, that was a good sermon. You seem to have some knowledge of scripture, but how can you be talking about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and you are laughing? Do you know the severity of the gospel?" I almost started laughing again. "What is it talking about? It is the gospel, and the word gospel means good news. I may not know the severity, but I know that because it lives, I can face tomorrow, and that is very good news." Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 15 says, "So I recommend the enjoyment of life. People have nothing better to do under the sun than to eat, drink, and enjoy themselves. This joy will stay with them while they work hard." The Bible recommends having fun. It is a recommendation, meaning not everybody will accept it, but I have accepted it. Will you? What I am saying in essence is having fun. Rejoice in your family, faith, fitness, friendship, finance, and fam. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice." Put it in an infinite loop. So, no matter what you have been through, no matter what you have gone through, according to Job chapter 8 verse 21, it will yet fill your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. God will fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouting in the name of Jesus. No matter what you have gone through, God will fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouting. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 10 says, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I banish sorrow and sighing from your life completely. In the name of Jesus, sorrow and sighing is far away from you." Isaiah chapter 55 verse 12 says, "For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." And so it is and shall be in Jesus' mighty name. You may be reading this today and you know that you have not surrendered your life to Jesus and made him Lord in your life. That is a sorrowful life, but it can end today, and you will enter into this joy we're talking about. All you need to do is cry out to Jesus, invite him into your heart, and make him Lord over your life. Let us pray. Father, thank you for being mindful about every detail of my life. Thank you for equipping me to secure a limitless future, all wrapped up in fun, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.